John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Today is October 8th. The Yankees faced elimination, and they said, nah, we want to hang around one more game. Let's talk about game four. Let's talk Yanks.
Talking Yanks, talking Yanks with old John Boy and Jake. Talking Yanks with old John Boy and Jake.
Hello and welcome to Talkin' Yanks. Thank you very much for joining us. Game four just ended. We sit down, we talk about it, talk a little bit about game five. We're excited. We're coming to you live from the Roosevelt Studios in the Bronx. That's RSVLTS. Bug Dude, the producer behind the dish, is repping them today, wearing a Roosevelt shirt. My name's Jimmy. Jake's sitting over here. If you're a first-time listener, we appreciate you. If you're a reoccurring listener, we love you with our full hearts. This episode is brought to you by Aria, Zach DeVries, Christina Muniz, Andrew Kolbenschlag, Josh, Straight Piped, Z71, Jake's old college nickname, Omar, Mitchell, Arthur, Steve, Tim Dower, Andrew Kelly, Nikki Parikh, Daniel Drake, Alec Martin, Michael Mastronardi, Toulant is Malgecki, Tallent is Malgecki, James Lancaster, Matt Craig, Rosendo Martinez, what's up, Rosie? Will Legden and Jeremiah Griffin. Thank you very much for those are our most recent patrons. A lot of them can be in the chat with us watching live. We got a lot of the regulars looking at them now. Beautiful people.
Beautiful people. Love the Patreon community. All right.
We could have been devastatingly heartbroken today. We are not.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. The Yankees pitching showed up. The bats showed up enough. We live to see another day. It's great. But tomorrow is crazy, or today, whenever you're listening. So very happy with what we saw. Jake's got a burn for a little recap for us, because I was about to do it, but I'll shut my butt.
Ooh.
But how are you, Jake? And then let's get into this burn.
Hey, hey, ho, ho. Them Yanks have got to go and win.
I think these Tampa Bay Rays have got to go.
Yeah, but I didn't want them to, like, rally around that.
So you don't want to give them bulletin
board
material?
Yeah, I don't want to give them bulletin board material. So I thought the Yanks would rally around that song. You know, Jim, you hit it on the nose. We were either going to have our saddest podcast of the year, or we were going to have a fun yet focused podcast, because, you know, we are the Yankees. We don't celebrate taking things to a deciding game. A lot of guys stepped up, which you like to see. You know, the Rays didn't just hand this to us on a platter. We won kind of a tight playoff game. And, you know, a lot of guys had big performances to get there. You're excited. It leads to cold day tomorrow. Let's do it a little bit. And then, you know, we'll talk about the... What's going on over there?
Don't worry about me.
I'm a little worried about you.
Don't worry about me.
Got up, grabbed a piece of paper. Yeah. You got a lot of things you got to write down. So
Yeah,
man. I mean, the stakes, they're high. I think someone could say that. You know? BBD.
The stakes, they're high. I enjoy them.
So, let's... and, you know, it just broke that Glasnow starting tomorrow. That makes sense, especially because I think them using Snell was partially due to having Gary Sanchez not in the game, and he's not really an option right now. So, but we're going to have a lot of time to talk about that. We'll touch on it at the end a little bit. We will we will do that at the end, and then we'll tell you guys to tune into the pregame show tomorrow, and we'll be live on YouTube the whole time. You guys got to tune into the YouTube. We have a lot of fun there, fun community. But yeah, we did this. Let's enjoy it a little bit because the boys did it, man. And you mentioned the hitting did enough. You know, five runs, not against the Rays' best guys. You're right. At the end of the day, that doesn't sound flashy. The pitching did the damn thing. They held them to one run. And, you know, that was huge. And the hitting had some clutch things happen. They came through late. They got an insurance run, which you got to like. So there's a lot of good to take away from this game. And, yeah, I mean, at a certain point, it doesn't matter because it'll just whatever happens tomorrow will make or break us.
Yeah, got to talk about today. I'm putting a dam up on my thoughts about tomorrow because that's going to get frustrating. What's that? Burn. We got to burn.
Ooh.
Let's burn the game. Let's burn the game, Jake. Bieber. On your march. Get set and burn. Jakey, burn.
Game four, elimination game for the Yanks. Sidewinder opener slash early settler, Ryan Thompson. For the Rays, as the Yanks would throw the full Monty at Tampa, starting with Jordan, hoping he could have a flu game type performance. King Louis V for 53, solo shot to take the lead. 1-0 after the King Louis V solo. If anybody doesn't have a drink in your hand, you either have a problem or you're kind of a square. The DJ sack fly to right, 2-0 Yanks. Yanks' only low moment would come from a Brandon Lau RBI ground out. But guess what? That was it for the Rays. Jordan Montgomery drops it on the table. Four innings pitch, one earned run, four punchies. And the Yanks' offense, we're in a 2-1 game, people. Glaby, baby, oh. How about a two-run gonger? Up into the third deck at Petco. Are you kidding me? No reaction. Kind of scared us. 4-1 Yanks. John Boy, Chad, Britton, Chapman. The three horses out of the pen. Two horses and a goose. Excuse me. Do their job. And then give me two hits. Give me two hits. Higgy, give us two hits. We want to score. A little Geico insurance run from Higashioka. The Yanks do it. We're going to game five. 5-1 Yanks final. Let's go.
Great burn.
Thank you. Kind of forgot was making it up as we started the show.
I saw you typing ferociously.
Yeah, I totally forgot.
I was weird because I was sitting out there doing what I do, and usually you
that's
write,
normally when I
and
go.
And then you and BBD were like, I'm ready to go. And I was like, whoa.
I think we had that moment of excitement, like, yo, kind of let's get out of here because we haven't gotten a night's sleep in a while.
Yeah.
So I think we were there.
It's nice that we write a lot of songs during the live stream.
Yeah. So that's what the first thing I wrote down. Normally I'm top to bottom with it.
Oh, always, yeah.
How people write is what I'm explaining. I started with give me two hits, Higgy. So I knew if I could connect the dots enough, I could get us it.
Give me two hits, Higgy. Give me two hits. We want to score.
All right. It starts with Jordan Montgomery. I normally ask you where we're going to start. Eat a bug. Jordan Montgomery, four innings pitch, one earned run, got himself into trouble only one time, second and third, no outs. I mean, there was mini trouble. There was playoff trouble. He let a couple guys on. Second and third, he gave up the 0-2 pitch to Kiermaier that if you were with us on the stream.
Backtrack. First guy gets on.
Yeah.
Voit turns a really nice double
play.
Yeah,
it does.
Voit turns a really nice double play, says in everyone's face, I got this little slingshot from the toes of my feet throw.
Foot stuff throws.
It is a foot stuff throw.
It kind of is.
So that saved his first inning.
And by the way, you know, Yandy Diaz, the first hatter. He hits kind of an easy single, just looked too easy, punches it into right field. It was first pitch on Lau, double play. And then a Rosarena strikes out in four pitches. So Monty gets out of the first inning on eight pitches, double play. You know, obviously that changes the vibe. Top one for the Yanks. Then they came out. LeMahieu infield single. Wow, I forgot about that. And then they don't do anything in the first.
Let's go through Monty's innings. The second inning was clean. Yeah. Ground out, strikeout. And he looked really good on the Wendell strikeout.
Yeah, he looked sharp. And it was another quick inning, man.
Then in the third, I didn't think he looked sharp in the third or the fourth. And if it was me managing, I would have pulled him. I would have done this differently. I cannot have the Yankees throw fastballs in the count 0-2 anymore. It's going to kill me. If you watch the live streams with us, you see my soul leave my body. Kiermaier had an ugly swing at a first pitch fastball. He had an ugly swing at a curveball on the ground. 0-2. He's swinging, guys. And they go in the zone with a fastball. Chad did it yesterday. I can't have it. I mean, I really can't have it. It's bad.
Yeah.
And that's the double, which leads to a run.
And I completely agree with you. And I do think we have to tie some things to that. The inning before was the Yankees' big inning. Voit hits the homer. They load the bases. Three straight walks. Higgy strikeout, LeMahieu sack fly, Judge grounds out. So, A, it's a long inning. Monty was sitting for a little while. And then it is weird because he goes to 3-2 with Willy Adames. He loses him. And then the first two pitches, like you mentioned, Kiermaier were great. It was like, yeah, Monty's here. And then he just makes a flat-out mistake, which you can't do.
From then on, he didn't throw to any righties. I mean, he threw to Zunino.
He punched out Zunino.
But after that, they had the mound visit, and it was like, walk Yandy.
Well, Rosarena. Oh, my God.
That was
a pivot point.
That was
just
really scary. Walk Yandy. They get Lau to ground out.
Yeah.
Then he's got to face Randy with the bases loaded. Yeah. Or first and third. I forget what it was.
I think it's first and third.
And that is when, if it was me, I would not. They had Chad loose. I would have brought Chad in right there.
Yeah.
But that kind of screws you the rest of the way. So Boone doesn't hit the button, doesn't hit the panic button. They get Arozarena, and they have a new strategy now. Throw the ball low.
Throw the ball low.
Figured it out. They get him to ground out. That inning is over. And then we think there's no way they bring Monty back out. You had Chad loose. They bring Monty back out. We say, okay, well, it's probably just for Choi because he's a lefty. Maybe they give him Margot, and then Wendell's a lefty again. Choi singles.
Yeah.
So now we're like, well, what are we doing? Otto's got up. He was loose.
Yeah.
Chad was loose.
Chad had been loose. Then they got Otto loose.
They stay with Monty. He strikes out Wendell again. That was huge. They just straight up walk Adames.
Punch Wendell looking on that fastball. That was nice.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Walk Adames.
Four pitch walk to Adames. He got Margot on the pop out. That's another righty there. And then, yeah, Kiermaier with the hard ground out first pitch to Voit, which again was another kind of a tight moment there. But
yeah.
And then when you get there, you know, we were having these conversations, but coming into this game, we were wondering, you know, is Monty getting two? Is he getting three? One time through the order? What does it look like? When you're sitting there at that point, it's a 2-1 game, and Jordan Montgomery gave you four innings, one earned run. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. So they go to Chad from there. Chad looks good.
But, I mean, claps to Monty. And I guess because it worked out and we did get through this with Monty and then our best bullpen, and they're kind of all usable. Maybe not Chad for tomorrow. We'll talk about that. Claps to Monty.
Yeah.
Claps to the decision-making brass. They pushed, like, let's get gutsy button. I wouldn't have.
Yeah.
And it worked out, and now it sets us up better for tomorrow.
Yeah.
So claps around.
Yeah. Claps to Monty.
Really big claps to Monty. I thought, like you said on the live stream, if Monty plus Davey gave us this,
we would have been ecstatic.
Happy.
Yeah.
Like two innings each, and Monty did it on his own. So good job.
And that curveball was sharp, and that usually kind of dictates Monty's day. Good for him, man. Big spot. Big spot. Chad comes out, looks good. Britton looked really good. 1.23 Ks, 22 pitches. Chapman looked good, too. He had the one walk. The offense.
Chad had some scary fly balls. The Margot fly ball was scary.
There was a scare. You know, I think that marine layer came in and might have, I think it stopped both teams from having one home run, but it's whatever. The game hangs at 2-1 for a little too long. You know, from the third inning through the top of the sixth, it's a 2-1 game. And hey, man, Gleyber Torres having a pretty good postseason. He hits a bomb after a very good Brett Gardner at bat. Guard dog worked the walk. Or did he slap a single? I'm forgetting. You never know with the guard dog, man. Guardy singled to left, excuse me. Five pitch at bat, 2-2. And then Glaber, man, first pitch, cutter, hits an absolute bomb off Yarbrough, who had been pitching really well against us. The way Glaber reacted and the way they showed it on the broadcast, couldn't tell if it was a foul ball or if he got all of it. It looked like he got all of it. It was at the third deck there, which that's a good shot. So big for Glaber, and I mean, you know, after the game was sitting at 2-1 for so long, to be at 4-1 was it was the first exhale. It wasn't a complete exhale.
Oh, news?
TBD.
Game 5. If there's two games tomorrow, it's at 6. Which is earlier.
If there's two...
There's two games tomorrow, so if the Dodgers lose tonight...
So right now, are the Yankees the only...
Yeah, Braves clinched, Astros clinched. If the Dodgers...
So if the Dodgers lose to the Padres tonight, the Yankees will be at 6 p.m.
Yes.
Okay.
Which everyone listening tomorrow already knows whether or not that's the case, but I got excited because that's an earlier night for us.
How about that? We'll see. Okay. Cool. So, yeah. Glaber hits the homer. It's an exhale moment. It's pretty nice. And then... You know, you catch your breath again and you're still in a game. But, man, Britton looked really good. And then the insurance run, man. How about that? I think it was with two outs, too. Guardy strikeout, Glaber single, Urshela out, and then Glaber steals second, Higgy single for the insurance run. It's a 5-1 game.
How about Gardner, guard dog, getting on base three times?
Yeah, man.
They didn't do much with it. But he did.
Another controversial start for some, and Guard Dog's doing the damn thing.
Gardner and Higgy got on base five times today.
Dude, that bottom of the lineup, Guardy, Torres, Higgy, man. Wow. That's big.
Voit's home run was big for him, big for the Yanks. Judge ends the day with a four-pitch walk. Great. Good job. Yeah. You didn't chase. And then an error, the pitch he put in. It's better. It's better. It's not. He didn't really do anything to get himself there. But hopefully, maybe it changes his mindset that he just saw first instead of having to turn around and go back to the dugout. Maybe it makes him a little happier because we need him to get going, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if we start sending this into things looking for tomorrow, it's, you know, Judge is a big one. Stanton lost a couple of bats. He had one hit today. The double down the line. It looked like he just missed that. Yeah, I mean, it's... Judgy's kind of the only guy in offense that it's like, ah. I mean, Gio's kind of having a tough series at this point. But, you know, he's always got the glove, and, you know, we believe in Gio. We believe in Judge, but he gets slumpy and big with that swing sometimes.
Yeah.
His first at-bat tomorrow will be, you know, very much must-watch, and what does it look like? But yeah, man, a really nice win.
Hey, since 2017, are the Yankees 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 and 3
elimination games? A couple wild cards.
Oh, wild cards. I wasn't even counting those. So that's probably 9. You can't really stack up the losses. But you can go. You can die quick.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Let's. What else needs to be said about this game? Britton looked really good. Third time.
I want to play some of these quotes from Boone and Cole, and then we can pivot that into the Cole tomorrow.
Okay. I mean, anything you need to tie off about this game? Defense was pretty good.
Defense was good. Managed well. Timely hits. It's really comes down to Chad, Zach, and Chapman all looked great.
Yeah.
And Higgy behind the dish looked amazing as well.
A lot of blocks, 2 hits. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
He's not like not being, it's not like, oh, Higgy hasn't been a problem. No, Higgy's been helping a ton.
Yeah. It's been good.
All right. Here is Boone on game 5.
Giving the ball to Gerrit Cole, even on short rest tomorrow.
I'm excited to see him go pitch. There's no question. So, you know, I know he's excited to get the ball with the opportunity to help us move on. And, you know, it's, you know, to be able to hand the ball to probably the best pitcher in the game, there's some comfort in that. But I'm just excited to see him go out and compete like he always does.
And then here's Cole.
Do you cherish this moment of being able to take the mound for your team in an elimination game?
Yeah, it's a special opportunity. You know, I think everybody's feeling, you know, like it's going to be a special game, a big game for us. And, you know, it's not going to take one guy to win it. It's going to have to be a complete team game, much like most of our wins are. And so, you know, I think anytime you're in the lineup in a do or die game, you know, obviously your teammates have faith in you, your manager has faith in you. So, you know, as a player, it's always a good feeling. And, you know, you always want to be out there in the big moment. I mean, it's, you know, sure, we have either team would have liked to have won the series, I think, before game five. But, you know, hey, we're here, and it's part of the path to get to where we ultimately want to get to. So we'll have to overcome it.
Cool. The stakes, they're high. Before we move on, Chris asked about Britton and pulling him. I know Chris said he didn't watch us in the live chat because he thought he was a jinx today.
Ooh.
But he did go nips out with you on Twitter.
Appreciate that.
I didn't even think they would let Britton finish it. We just thought, yeah, they're going to split the eighth. Or at least I said it a lot of times. You're going to split the eighth. I said in the pregame show, I said it the whole stream, you're going to split the eighth with Britton and Chapman because you are playing to win two games and not one if you have the lead at that point. And Chapman is so rusty that you give him one batter in the eighth inning when he only has to get one out. If he walks a dude, that's fine. And he did, right? You just have to get one out so you get some of the rust out before the ninth inning. I was shocked people were so upset by it. Because for me, I understand it, but I'm saying my mindset was they were splitting the eighth. Like, I had no doubt that's what I thought was happening.
Zach Britton looked really good, and I mean, it's still a deciding game. So I think everything's warranted, especially it's like, well, if he looks that good, give him one more, why not? And Zach Britton's so good at keeping the ball in the ballpark. I think it's what you said, you know, Chapman with two outs, you know, just make sure he finds the slot there and he's good. And Britton was at 22 pitches, which, you know, the upcoming discussion is going to be, you know, what does tomorrow look like? And if Zach Britton has a tough at-bat, you know, now you're getting in the 30-pitch range or, you know, tough at-bat and someone gets on, you know, that it you don't want to be there tomorrow saying Zach Britton doesn't have it and he pitched 30 pitches yesterday. So he did his job. You get Chapman in a nice situation, too. Works well.
Yeah. And another soundbite that our crew posted.
Sure.
Yeah, just kind of eye contact and what he got. And then, you know, obviously we talked a lot during the game. He likes to hang out there by the steps. And one of the cool things about him is just how hooked up he is into the game, both sides of the ball when he's not pitching. Yeah, just kind
of. Cole's a fan of the team.
Big time.
He's engaged.
Big time.
All right, game five tomorrow. We'll do a lot on the pregame show. Yeah. Cole's getting the ball. They said Glasnow's getting the ball in 2 days rest, which is kind of crazy. I mean, he's going to be an opener. I don't think they're going to one time through the lineup.
If he looks good, they'll let him ride because, I mean, he can be really good. We'll start with the Rays stuff. We'll get to the Yanks. Fairbanks, Anderson, and Castillo can all go two innings pretty easily.
So that's six.
Glasnow and Snell will both be available. So that's who they got. That's what it's going to look like. I don't know what order. Obviously, watch out for Ray's funny business. Will be interesting to see. And for the Yankees, it's most likely Cole, Britton, Chapman. You know, Chad could be in the mix, too. Garrett's never gone on short rest.
He's never gone on 3 days rest.
So, I've got Chad in the mix, too. You know, he has pitched back-to-back days. It's the playoffs. This is the time that you save that four. And I think it was 19 pitches and 22 tonight, 24. So You know, they're not going to try to do a Herculean effort with Chad. It's probably 25, maybe 30 pitches max if he were to get involved and look good or whatever happens. Britton and Chapman will be asked to do a lot if they need it. I mean, you push those guys 35, 40 pitches if you really need it. So,
but you know, pitchers on 3 days rest can empty the tank.
Oh, yeah, big
like,
time.
Like, I think, you know, Garrett can, and if he's rolling, can go seven innings. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Definitely.
It's not nuts. Where Glass now can't and won't be asked to. Like you said, they can make up six innings with their three horsemen.
Yeah.
And so they need.
They're going to tell him to empty the tank.
Give us what you got.
If you've got four innings at full tilt, awesome.
Tell you what, if DJ can get on versus Glass now in the first, that will feel like such a victory.
Yeah. And, you know, if you have to make them use Snell out of the pen, that's not a role he uses. That'll be something to look out for.
Choi, we'll see what the fuck he's up to.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, he's going to be in the middle of the lineup, or maybe Rays go full funny business, bat him leadoff just to really try to put the fear into the Yankees. We'll see.
I'd love that.
Yeah, I know. No runners on.
No runners on. I'd like that a lot. Bat him leadoff.
So, yeah, we'll see what Cole's looking like. At the same time, you know, he is Garrett Cole, but it is do or die. If he doesn't look like his ace stuff, you know, the Yankees could be asking to get five innings out of their bullpen. So it's a do or die game. It's going to be intense. I mean, this Rays team is really good. This Yankees team is really good. So excited to see what it looks like. I mean, circle the Judge at bat.
Every at bat.
That first one. And, yeah, I mean, hey, that's what – I mean, right now – and, hey, we're going to see some really good pitching tomorrow. I'm sure there's going to be a couple tough ABs because the guys I named for the Rays are really good. But, man, right now there's not like a zero in the lineup, you know? Higgy's given tough ABs.
It's Judge.
It's
the
Judge.
The last three games it's been Judge.
He is the question mark, and he can change that with one swing at that.
One swing up, but he's been the easiest at bat for a little bit now.
Yeah. So that's it. You know, Arozarena goes 0 for 4 tonight.
They figured him out.
Pitch
Ball's
low.
Low.
Swing low, sweet chariot. Margot goes 0-for. Joey Wendell goes 0-for. Gets pulled for Brasseau, who goes 0-for. Kiermaier, always a problem. He goes 1-for-2. He got pinch hit for. Did we held the Rays to three hits, man?
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to say it to end the show. Claps for Monty. Claps for Chad. Claps for Zach. Claps for Chapman. Chad was dotting fastballs.
Are they going same lineup tomorrow?
Yankees, Gardner's got to be in. Higgy's got to be in. What Gardner did today, what Higgy did today, yep.
I wasn't even thinking the bodies. I think the bodies are a lock. Like, sorry for all the Clint fans and, you know, the Gary fans, but right now they're out. Is there any – are they changing this lineup all from today? LeMahieu, Judge, Hicks, Stanton, Voit, Gardy, Glaber, Gio.
Oh, man. I don't like this.
Win it.
Luke, what's the feeling around the team now that you're headed into game five?
You know, we're going to win it.
Okay. Just the quote is, we're going to win it from Voit, but the feeling should be we're going to win it. I didn't want him to just
that's
be like,
what the team's got to think.
Yeah, got to think. The feeling. They quoted it. That's going to blow up and be annoying.
Yeah.
It's the way the question was asked.
Look cool if you win it. Looks bad if you lose. The old sports.
I don't think it changed anything. Like, if you wanted to get funky, you could put Stanton 2 and Judge 4. They're not going to do that.
No.
They're not going to do that. Hicks has been fine in the three hole. I think it's the same thing. And because they're going to do a lot of relievers, they're going to have Gardy 6 again. I think they run it back.
Hicks has a 500 on base percent.
Yeah. I think they're going to run it back.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. Voit was kind of having a tough series. Hopefully that homer can get him going.
Big homer.
Yeah, man. Gardy with really good numbers. Glaber with really good numbers. Higgy. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough tomorrow. It's going to be a long 21
hours. Good point by Morgan. Need to start fast to raise the home team.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you push one across in the first, that sends a message. Being ahead today felt pretty damn nice.
You need it. All right. That wraps this one up. Tune in to the pregame show. We could talk for hours.
People are asking awards.
Awards for this game? Monty's my pride. MF-er, don't have one. Everyone was solid. It would be Judge if I had to give someone it. You know, regular old award. Apologies to Hicks.
Yeah.
Then Hicks gets that one.
Forgotten Prodigal Son Award, Glaber.
If the Yankees win tomorrow, we'll do pride.
Yeah.
MF-er and regular old award for the series.
Yeah.
If they lose, there will be no burns. There will be no awards. There will be a tidy, be sad 20 episode where we just...
Yeah, so get excited for a sad 20 minutes or a juiced up 45 minutes.
Yeah. All right. Love you guys.
Go Yanks, man.
Go Yanks. Tell them, Grams.
Go Yankees.
Join us tomorrow.
Need you all with
us. Pre-game show. YouTube.
Woo!